biggest weekend in this industry has come and gone, and now it's time to reflect. Hello, everybody. This is C-Ray. Welcome to our post-Olympia edition of Fit Voice. Today is pretty much just going to be talking a little bit about, actually the main thing we're going to be talking about is the Olympia, and it was billed as the most historic one ever, and after everything that's happened, it's kind of hard to disagree. The men were not the only ones that brought it this year. The ladies did too in all of the divisions, including a couple of announcements that changed the face of at least two divisions and probably the entire female landscape forever. With that being said, I'm just going to jump right into the first contest, the Bikini Olympia, which took place Friday night. And Ashley Kaltwasser made history by retaining her title, becoming the first woman ever to go back-to-back Bikini Olympia champion. Second place was newcomer Janet Leung. I believe this is her first year as a pro, and she has done very well. Matter of fact, when you're runner-up in the biggest show of the year, that goes beyond very well. Third place ended up being Stacy Alexander. Fourth place was Ishara Robles. Fifth place was fan favorite Amanda Latana. And sixth place to round out the top six would be India Paulino. As I mentioned, Natalia Mello did not end up competing, even though she was there at the Olympia in one of the booths. I'm not exactly sure which one she was in. But yes, Ashley does retain her title. She is the first ever two-time champion. Will she make it a third time in 2015? We'll find out. We send a big congrats to Ashley on retaining her championship successfully. Now up next is the Fitness Olympia. I did have Adela Garcia entering the competition because, again, I was not sure if she was in it or not. Turns out she did not, and I'll actually have a bit more to say about Adela after I mention the placings. I did pick Okasana to win regardless, and I was right. Okasana did win her very first Fitness Olympia title, so this makes her pretty much, she's finally won the big one. And I know for a lot of people in fitness, this has been a long, long time coming. So a big congrats to Miss Krishna. Runner-up was a surprise to me, but she was very, very happy with. That would be, I hope I get her name correctly, Rienka Silva from Germany. I was watching a webcast, and you can just tell how excited she was to be in the runner-up. I mean, let's just be honest. The foreign countries, the international countries, I should say, they carry more muscle than the Americans for the most part. And they have a hard time transitioning into it to the American style, so to speak, and they don't place as well. Well, apparently Miss De Silva has shattered that and has, in my opinion, has gone down to be Germany's best female competitor. So a big congrats to Miss De Silva on her runner-up position in fitness. Third place would be Tanji Johnson. Fourth place was Bethany's sister Mina, which a lot of people actually pegged her to be the winner after prejudging. But from what I've been told, 75% of the judging comes from your routine. And I guess the other routines were just a bit better, even though Bethany was in the final two in prejudging. Fifth place was Marion Capes. And sixth place, it was a surprise for me, Fiona Harris. So very unique top six. And before I get to the last division from Friday night, by the way, fitness did take place Friday night. Should have mentioned that earlier. But before I get to the Miss Olympia, I want to talk about Adela. After the fitness competitors went on stage, Adela was called on stage. And I was wondering, okay, this is interesting. Well, I'm wondering why she was brought up to the stage. Turns out she announced her retirement. Yep, you heard correctly. An era in fitness is over as Adela Garcia announced that she is saying goodbye to this, that she said goodbye to the stage at the Olympia. Gave a very emotional and tearful speech, thanked a lot of people, and as she went to the middle of the stage for the last time, the Las Vegas crowd gave her a well-deserved standing ovation. Adele has done so much for the fitness division and for IFBB itself, and she's a prime example of somebody who does not have a gymnast background but still can perform amazing routines. So Adela, on behalf of everyone at Fit Gyms Nation, we are gonna miss you on stage. We wish you the best of luck in your retirement. And now to the last event from Friday night for the ladies, Miss Olympia. I'm going to go sixth through first, and there's a reason I'm doing that for Miss Olympia. Sixth place was Ann Freitas. Fifth place, which was a shocker to me, was Yaxini Orkin Garcia. These four, I'm going to have to learn how to pronounce four names a bit better. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing them wrong. Third place, no, ooh, sorry, I jumped a spot. Fourth place is somebody that a lot of people see could be the future of women's bodybuilding, and that would be Alana Shipp. She's got a very good look about her. She's not huge, but she's very proportional. So who knows? She may be the future of the division when it's all said and done. So Alana received fourth place. Third place was Debbie Lazuski. Second place for, I believe, the second year in a row, if I'm not mistaken, second or third year, was Alana Popa. And that may be her last runner-up position. Here's why I'm saying that. Iris Kyle ended up winning her 10th Olympia. Not just her 10th, but her 10th and final Olympia. Yep. Iris is calling it quits. She made it official after she won her final title. And everybody who's followed the female bodybuilding division knows how dominant Iris has been. So for her to no longer be on stage is going to change the course of women's bodybuilding forever, in my opinion. And on behalf of all of us here at Fit Gyms, we do want to congratulate Iris on an incredible run and wish her the best of luck in her retirement. Now we're gonna go to Saturday night. Well, actually, Saturday afternoon, when the Women's Physique Showdown took place. It was a tight battle between whoops, sorry about that. It was a very tight battle between two fan favorites, Juliana and Dana Lynn Bailey, DLB for short. But in the end, Juliana was just a bit too much for Miss Bailey. As Juliana dethroned a DLB to win the Women's Physique Showdown, Dana Lynn ended up being second. Ty C. Capet ended up third. Karina Nascimento ended up fourth, and Sabrina Taylor ended up fifth. This was a big step for Karina, Sabrina, and especially Juliana, because all three of them did not even place last year, even though they all qualified for the Olymp for the Women's Physique Showdown last year. They didn't make it into the top five, and now they occupy the top five when the only two that were in it last year were that made it this year were Ticey and Dana Lynn, which shows you that women's physique is evolving big time. And I want to talk about Julianne just a minute. She is the definition of perseverance. She came into the States about 7 years ago, according to one of the interviews I saw over the weekend, with no English speaking whatsoever and $3,000. That's it. She had nothing to work with, besides that money that she had, which, let's be honest, $3,000 is not gonna get you far. But she kept going and going and going in the figure division. Even though she didn't place, she still kept going, hoping that she would finally catch a break. Women's physique came in. She started to rack up respect and wins, minus the Olympia last year. And now she stands as the top competitor in the division. Can officially call herself the best. A lot of people said that women's physique was designed with Juliana in mind, that she was the poster child, the flag bearer, the measuring stick of what women's physique should be. Now she's got the title to prove it. In my opinion, the next couple of years is going to be very interesting. Will Juliana remain the standard? Will somebody dethrone her in the years to come? I'm not sure. But I can tell you this, we're going to be in some exciting times ahead, as far as that division is concerned. What I'm really hoping for next year is that the Women's Physique Showdown is put on the main stage and broadcasted live. That's my only real gripe about it. And that it wasn't streamed live with the other events, with the other female events. So hopefully that will change next year. And then Friday night's lone female event was the 2014 Figure Olympia. You had it to come in really good to beat Nicole Wilkins, or Nicole had to come in very bad. None of those things happened. I thought she couldn't beat 2000 her look last year. She surpassed it, in my opinion, and was able to retain her title and is now a four-time Figure Olympia champion, which, in my opinion, solidifies her as the best figure competitor ever, because no woman has ever won four Figure Olympia championships. And as long as Nicole wants to step on stage, she's going to be the top girl in figure for years to come. Nicole and Nicole alone will decide when she wants to give it up, in my opinion. Second place ended up being Candace Keene. Third place ended up being Candace Lewis Carter. For those of you that don't know, Candace did recently get married. Candace Lewis did. So she's now Candace Lewis Carter. She might just go by Candace Carter in future competitions. I'm not exactly sure. Fourth place belonged to Antetone. Fifth place is somebody who I think will take over Nicole's spot as the top figure competitor when it's all said and done, and that is Latoya Watts. For those that want to know how good she is, just look up her pictures from her competitions this year. She was compared to the best in the world, and in her first Olympia, she placed fifth. So, if there's one competitor that I would look out for in the years to come, that would definitely be Miss Watts. As a matter of fact, I think Jason from Sioux Country brought it up, saying that she should be the measuring stick of what a figure competitor should be. I mean, her genetics are that insane. And rounding out the top six is Jennifer Strobo. Now, here's where things are going to get a little bit iffy with me. In prejudging, everybody is supposed to be judged at some point. Everybody is putting the call out based off how well you did not do, blah blah, etc. and so forth. Can somebody, anyone, explain to me how in the world can you skip a competitor on the biggest stage of your profession when there were only 20 competitors? That actually happened this weekend to personally one of my favorites. That would be Wendy Fortineau, who ended up placing 14th in the competition. If she was judged during prejudging, personally, I would have had her, and it pains me to say this, because honestly, I would have her real high, but realistically, I would have had her top 10 or just right side. On the outside looking in, as in number 11. I would have had her no lower than 11, and probably like in 10, 10th place, 9th, 8th, something in that range. But no, Wendy was completely left out of prejudging. I could understand that if it was a local competition or a national competition where you had hundreds and hundreds of competitors. And okay, somebody could have been left out, but no. This is the Olympia. The showcase of immortals is what something I would like to call. And you leave a competitor out? I'm sorry, but that's just kind of ridiculous to me. Wendy did not pull a hissy fit on social media. She was very, very graceful about it. I am very proud of her for not going off like others probably would have. I know I would if I was in her position, but man, whew, feel sorry for her for what happened to her prejudging. They said that they would rejudge at finals, and she did end up being in the third call out, but and like I said, she did end up placing in 14th. But I don't know if she ended up being in the college during prejudging, I truly feel she could have been maybe no higher than 8th and no lower than 11th. But again, that's just me. That's just how I see it. But a mistake like that at a stage that big as the Olympia, in my opinion, is inexcusable. And if I were Wendy, I would find a way to get back to the Olympia stage. Presumably for me, win a show, not qualify for it via the qualification points, but to win a show and just come in to 2015, the 2015 Olympia with just a chip on her shoulder. But that's probably not how Wendy's gonna do it. I think she's just gonna be like, just gonna dust it off and just try to win a show, her way. But like I said, I just truly feel that it's inexcusable. I know I seem like I'm repeating myself, but at a stage that big as the Olympia, there's no excuse to skip everybody, to skip anyone. Everybody worked hard to get to that stage. And to leave them out, especially when it's your very first Olympia, is pretty pathetic in my opinion. But that's just my little spill on that. Next week's show, this is a very short show. Again, I just want to talk about the Olympia. And honestly, after Olympia, that technically starts a new season. So I think we're gonna have a couple of shows in a couple of weeks. I think the Border States Pro is next week, if I'm not mistaken. And I think there's a show in Asia for the first time. But next week's show, if there is any pro shows that go on this weekend, if not next weekend, I will talk a little bit about that. But next week's show is going to be a dedication show to Adela and Iris. As mentioned earlier, they have retired from the stage. So I'm going to be talking about their biggest moments. If you have a big moment from Adela or Iris that you would like for us to share, you can please feel free to email FitGyms at admin, admin at FitGymsNation.com, and we will do our best to put it on the podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the post-Olympia edition of Fit Voice. Again, if you have any suggestions on what we could talk about in future shows, send us a message. We are through social media. We are on Facebook. We're on Instagram. The email mentioned, I already mentioned the email, and of course, our main website. FitGymsNation.com. If it does seem like a mess, we are updating it because of Olympia stuff. So if it does seem a little bit messy right now, please bear with us and we should clear that out by the end of the week. Thank you so much. Take care and God bless. And we will see you back here next week.